All right, other range rules that we need to go over here quickly is always wear hearing and eye protection. I've got tinnitus. I hear buzzing all the time, like a cicadas, so that never goes away. My hearing's damaged. So you want to make sure that you protect your hearing. Make sure you protect your eyes. You only have two of them. Why would you want to jeopardize them? Always wear eye protection. When you handle a gun and present it to another person, you're going to hand it to them empty. So that means for a semi-automatic that there's no magazine in the gun, nothing in the chamber, and the action is open and locked back. So anyone can pick it up or take it from you and see that it is empty. So on a revolver, the cylinder is going to be swung open, and the chambers inside the cylinder are all going to be empty. So again, that's how to present the gun to another person. Three places for a firearm are holstered or cased, at the ready, which is in tight by your chest, or on target as you push it out into the shooting position. So those are the only three places for the firearm: holstered or in a gun case, at the ready or on target. Now, misfire, you pull the trigger, it goes click. That's a misfire. Keep it pointed downrange because it could be a hang fire. Hang fires go off after a perceptible delay. Squib loads are underpowered. You hear a poof, but you don't feel the recoil. You don't hear the big boom that you're expecting. Squib loads are particularly dangerous because it could be just enough power to separate the bullet from the case. Now that bullet is stuck in the barrel. And if you put another live round through it, well, you saw what happened with those rifles that we had earlier in this lesson. So you don't want to take a chance with a squib load. Drop the magazine, clear the chamber. I carry a small Bic pen, but you could use even a chopstick or a pencil. As long as you can fit it through the barrel and it comes out in the chamber area, you're fine. If there's an obstruction, you'll feel the obstruction, in which case, clear it. So again, they're very dangerous, the squib loads are. And fully comply with the range safety officer instructions. Excuse me. The main thing to understand is that you're the range safety officer when you're at the range. If somebody is being unsafe, you have to say something or shut down the range, yell for cease fire, and address the issue. Okay, make sure that everybody stays safe. Now, if you don't feel comfortable addressing the issue, call for a cease fire and say somebody's being unsafe with the gun. Don't have to point them out even. Just say, everybody, make sure that you keep your muzzle pointed downrange and not at other shooters, if that was what the infraction was. So you want to make sure you do that. I can tell you almost every single indoor and outdoor range has had problems with people who are just unsafe with guns. And if you're not saying something to these people, they're going to think it's okay. I'll give you one example at an outdoor range I was at. We're out there shooting with range qualifications, and probably about, they've got kind of lanes marked at the at this particular range, but probably about 10 lanes down, somebody decides to walk and walk up to the target area and hang targets on the backboard. Well, that means they're in front of us. Okay, so instead of having a 180 degrees of freedom with the pistol, okay, that you normally would have before you were pointing it at somebody who's behind you or at somebody down the line, you now are reduced to maybe 34 or maybe 40 degrees or less of where that gun, that muzzle can be. So you want to make sure that nobody is in front of you ever, even five rows over. Don't let somebody go down range. On an indoor range, if somebody drops their magazine and rolls out into the shooting area, I've seen people crawl under the firing line to try to get it at one of the indoor ranges here locally. And, of course, I have to call cease fire because now everybody's shooting, and this guy's in front of us. So, and he comes back real sheepish. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. Well, you know, let's not be stupid. There's enough idiots in the world getting killed on their own. You don't have to add to that number, and you certainly don't want to see anybody else get killed, so take charge. Be the range safety officer if nobody else is on the line to address that safety issue. Now, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, find the owner of the range or somebody who's working there and have it addressed that way.